Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you need help with, or you have questions or comments about the longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment, as we always do, and we will talk to Chris Burris at the bottom of the hour. Chris has been on before. Chris is the owner of SES Research and an expert in fullerenes. They sell fullerenes, and I use their fullerenes in some of my skincare products. Chris is going to talk about the longevity, about the association of longevity with fullerenes, as well as using fullerenes to help with general health. Fullerenes have antioxidant properties. They have drug and nutrient delivery properties. I use them in my some of my topical skincare products, and they're a really fascinating molecule. Chris Burris at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his product, My Vital C. Chris is the owner of SES Research. And your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off all the websites. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites as well. Or you can call 866-735-2470 if you prefer. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, Chris Burris coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk fullerenes and get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. Continuing on with, I want to talk about SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and leaky gut, the first point on the triangle of disease. And this is the reason why the first point on the triangle of disease, the digestive system. Once you have intestinal problems, once you have porosity, permeability, inappropriate things getting into the intestine, getting into the blood through the intestine, you're off to the disease races, and that includes blood sugar problems, and that of course ultimately will include adrenal and thyroid issues. And you can't treat anything in the body. You can't treat any chronic degenerative condition without treating the digestive system first. I know I've been saying it for years, but I can't emphasize that more clearly and more firmly. You can't effectively treat a chronic disease without working on the digestive system, specifically the intestine, but
you know, everything upstream is going to affect the intestine. So the stomach's involved, the pancreas is involved, downstream the liver is involved, the whole digestive tract. You can't treat chronic degenerative disease without addressing the digestive tract. This is why our modern medical model fails. It is a failure. Our modern medical model is an utter and complete failure when it comes to chronic degenerative disease. And by the way, and I'm guilty of ripping on the medical model a lot, I understand that, but when it comes to heroic medicine, I had a friend who was in the hospital this week, Friday she was in the hospital, and she had an emergency, so I hung out in the emergency room a little bit. And I'm telling you, ER docs and ER nurses, they are angels. They are saints. The work they do to help heal traumas, this gal had something happened to her, traumatic, had an accident. The things they do are just amazing. What they can repair and the love they give people and the attention they give people in the emergency room is just over the top. It's absolutely amazing. I'm talking about all emergency workers, ER workers and nurses and doctors and everybody who works in the emergency room. It's just amazing, amazing people. And as amazing as we are at treating these kinds of things, these kinds of emergency conditions, that's how much the same degree of amazingness the medical model has at treating these kinds of traumatic conditions, that's the same amount of failure and just stupidity the medical model is when it comes to treating degenerative diseases. That's why nobody gets better by going to a doctor for a degenerative disease, and that's why they'll tell you there's no known cure for chronic degenerative diseases like autoimmune conditions or psoriasis or diabetes. No cure. Can't even say the word cure. Because we don't apply biochemical logic to chronic degenerative diseases. If we did, we would understand you can't treat them without addressing the digestive system first and foremost. So we'll talk about leaky gut, how it's related to disease states, and SIBO, how it's related to leaky gut, and things you could do about it. But I just want to get into a little bit of the anatomy so we can understand what we're talking about here. Yesterday we said the intestine is made up of three parts, the duodenum. That's the first part. That's the part where essential fatty acids, well, I shouldn't say that. That's the part where the fats are released via the secretion of bicarbonate from the pancreas, as well as bile. The combination of bile and bicarbonate hits the acid chyme, releases the fats. And by the way, bicarbonate, sodium bicarbonate deserves a little mention here. That stuff is pretty darn amazing. There's some pretty fascinating health benefits to using sodium bicarbonate as a supplement. Sodium bicarbonate can help improve the health of the pancreas. The pancreas is this, we haven't really covered the pancreas even though we're talking about the digestive system. I call the pancreas Mr. Cellophane after the character in the play Chicago that nobody noticed. He was transparent. He said that people saw right through him. That's kind of how the pancreas is, because as important as this long, thin gland is, right in front of the, it's located between the stomach and the front of the spine, right on top of the duodenum. As important as it is, we don't really give it a lot of attention. It certainly doesn't get the attention it needs, it deserves, unless you got pancreatic cancer. And then it gets a lot of attention, and pancreatic cancer has a reputation for being the most deadly of all cancers. And the reason it's so darn deadly is because the pancreas is the seat of all the digestive enzymes. It's where all the enzymes are made. Digestive juices and enzymes, it also makes insulin, and it makes sodium bicarbonate. And it plays a very, very, very important role in the processing of foods, particularly fats, processing of sugar. It's the home of the famous beta cells that make the insulin. And it's also important for raising the pH. pH of the blood, we spent a lot of time a couple months ago talking about pH and disease. pH of the blood is raised, the pH of the blood is lowered, it becomes acidic when we're sick. When we have cancer or an autoimmune disease or any inflammatory condition, the blood becomes acidic. Bicarbonate from the pancreas is responsible for raising the blood pH, in addition to helping digest food and process sugars. Using sodium bicarbonate, by virtue of its ability to help increase blood pH, improve alkalinity, may actually have some anti-inflammatory effects. I was just reading an article, and I'm trying to find it here as I'm talking, about using sodium bicarbonate for autoimmune disease. Yes, you can actually use sodium bicarbonate, according to this article, which I'll have to dig this out when we come back from our break. It was from the Journal of Immunology, and they were using sodium bicarbonate for autoimmune diseases, largely because of this ability to raise blood pH. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Chris Burris coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk fullerenes. We'll be back right after this break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a second. Chris Burris coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk fullerenes. I found that article about baking soda. This is from the Journal of Immunology, research from the Medical College of Georgia. Drinking baking soda could be an inexpensive, safe way to combat autoimmune disease. How cool is that? A daily dose of baking soda reduces the destructive inflammation of autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, according to scientists. There's some complicated reasons for that. One of the reasons is because of the alkalinity. It raises the blood pH, and lowering blood pH is associated with disease. Acid is associated with disease. There's a couple other reasons, but basically, this is something Dr. Mark Serkis has been talking about for a long time. The anti-inflammatory benefits of something as simple as plain old baking soda, which, of course, is made in the pancreas, unless you have a problem with the pancreas. And as it turns out, the pancreas is one of the first organs that suffers when you have general inflammation. This is from reading from the book Brain Allergies. Doctors William Philpott and Dwight Kalita say that the pancreas is the organ of the body to, quote, develop inhibited function first from various stresses. So you have some kind of stress, which could easily be some kind of digestive stress, or it could be psychological stress, it could be blood sugar problems, or have some kind of stressor on the system, and the pancreas starts to become dysfunctional, or function of the pancreas becomes inhibited. You don't make baking soda. This rate causes the pH of the blood to stay low. It doesn't go up as high as it should, leads to inflammation. And all of this can be rectified with something as simple as using baking soda. Now, I'm not saying if you have some other stressor going on, you have to take care of that too, particularly digestive stressors. But it's really interesting how something as inexpensive as baking soda can have such an important health benefit. Once the pancreas becomes messed up, it's a quick jump to all inflammatory diseases, once again demonstrating how important the digestive system is when it comes to the triangle of disease. And this is the logic of using baking soda as a dietary supplement, not only for digestive conditions like heartburn or fat malabsorption or pancreatitis, but just as a general anti-inflammatory, according to this article. Drinking baking soda could be an inexpensive way to combat autoimmune disease. Spleen is actually partially involved in this study. They found that the spleen benefited. The spleen is a part of the immune system. That's another story. All right, we'll continue talking about the intestine. We'll get into the middle part of the intestine, the jejunum, and then the ileum, which is the bottom part of the intestine, and that is the really interesting part. That's where you get the fats absorbed. We'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's see what our friend Truth Raider has to say. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Mr. Truth Treatments.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to keep it really short because we only have a few minutes.
You got 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. I wanted to ask about 3 or 4 questions, but I'll have to ask this one because this is urgent.
Okay.
It's an urgent question, so this takes priority.
Okay.
I'm having a condition that just started a couple of days ago. I called you on a previous condition that was kind of strange during the week.
Yeah.
This one's a little different. I'm having a condition where my eyes are crossing.
Are you serious?
I looked in the mirror and my eyes are not crossed, but my vision is.
So your eyes are not crossed, but your vision seems crossed. That sounds like a neurological thing. If you look at your eyes, they're not crossing, but the visual field is. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
That sounds like a neurological condition.
Okay.
What do you got going on? You got some weird phone system there again, Carl.
I have it on speaker so that way I can hear you.
Okay. Why do you always have the weirdest phone system? The weirdest phone things.
Because it's a government phone.
What does that mean?
It means it's an extension of the Obama phone that they had in the early 2010s.
I'm not sure what that is. But back to your story here. Crossing eyes is usually, you know, one eye is turned in a different direction than the other eye. And that's a mechanical thing. But if you have a you're saying like your visual field is crossed? How's that? Describe that. That's not quite making sense to me.
Yeah, I was doing some yard work, and I have a blow vac machine that vacuums up leaves. We have a tremendous amount of leaves that have fallen. I was picking up some leaves under a lilac bush, so I have to bend down and over and get the device in there to get pick up leaves. This was a couple of days ago. Next thing you know, I got this dizzy wave that came over me.
Yeah, that sounds more neurological. That sounds more brain stuff.
I mean, it was for a couple of days, and then my eye was looking one way, and you know, we were both together, and I couldn't shake it. I had to close my eyes and just, you know, blink, rub my eyes, wait, breathe.
That correct
relax.
It? Did that correct the problem?
And then it was gone.
Yeah, that sounds more neurological to me, and it sounds like maybe you're. Not enough oxygen is getting into your brain, the part of your brain that affects vision. That could be the occipital lobe. It sounds more neurological, maybe the optic nerve or something like that. But I wouldn't say that's a nutritional condition. However, or a nutritional issue. However, if you breathe, if you close your eyes and relax and it changes, it might have something to do with a lack of oxygen getting to the brain, which could be very serious.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'd necessarily be playing around with that. I don't know. If you want to have that checked out, or you can just do things like breathing exercises. If you're not getting enough oxygen to the brain, you can have wonky stuff can start to happen, and that can include things like migraine headaches or visual problems.
Right.
And that's kind of where I would be going if you're sure it's not an alignment issue or a mechanical issue. That's the direction I would take. But I would take it pretty seriously. You don't want to stroke out or anything.
Yeah. I automatically have a visual test that I have to do every 2 years for my profession.
I don't know necessarily they'll see it. I don't necessarily know if they'll catch it in a visual test because they're basically testing for your eyesight. This would be more neurological if it's the case that your vision is getting messed up and it has nothing to do with the alignment or the mechanics of the eye or the muscular part of the eye. That's usually what they focus on when they're doing. They're doing a visual test. This sounds more neurological, brain related.
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, stress.
Stress might have something to do with it. Absolutely. That's why I say the slow, deep breathing can help. That's what I would be doing. Yeah. Has any heart issues? Do you have any heart issues?
No.
Tachycardia, fibrillation, anything like that?
Yeah, I've had spells in the past where I have a rapid heartbeat and like a flutter.
Yeah. All of those are signs that there's some oxygen problems. When the heart doesn't get oxygen, it'll go into fibrillations and flutters and weird things will happen there. And then also, if you're not getting oxygen to the brain, strange things can happen, including visual problems. And that would be the approach I would take if I were you.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for your call, Carl the Truth Raider. Hope you're well.
Yep. I'm going to get back to being well. I was doing fine.
All right. Be good. Talk to you later, Carl. All right. We will take a break and come back with Chris Burris and talk about fullerenes. You are listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this break.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. One GOP presidential hopeful says he has always considered Trump to be a threat to national security. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd said he has never bent a knee to Trump. and never will. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll shelve all but one part of his controversial judicial overhaul plan. In an interview with Bloomberg on Sunday, Netanyahu says he wants to get a consensus on changing the composition of the Judicial Selection Committee. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you want to review a program or share one with a friend or loved one. You'll also find all the Youngevity products up at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the Youngevity family in the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price. You can also call 866-735-2470. Our Youngevity products are also up at criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com, as well as the Join the Team link. Or, of course, you can always call 866-735-2470 to order products or to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, eczema, psoriasis, prevention of post-surgical traumas or prevention of post-wounding scarring. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, just 100% active and functional ingredients, topical, nutritional, nutrition in transdermal delivery systems. All our Truth Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs, nothing it doesn't. Your skin will thank you. Check them out at truthtreatments with an S. Truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right. I am super stoked to have our guest on. Chris Burris is a mad scientist and the owner of SES. I hope he doesn't get mad at me for saying that. And the owner of SES Research and a supplier of fullerenes. We've had Chris on before, and I'm a big fan of fullerenes or buckyballs, C60, super interesting molecule with incredible, incredible health benefits. I've been using them in my skincare products now for over a decade, and I absolutely love them. Please welcome to the bright side, Chris Burris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ben. How are you doing?
Great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the bright side and talking a little fullerenes. Before we before we get into
it, it's always good to be connecting with you, and you know, we both I don't
we love the molecule.
I don't find that many people who enjoy the molecule at least close to as much as I do. So it's great to connect with you.
Awesome, awesome. I feel the same way. You know, when I first saw the molecule in pharmacy school many years ago, I was just blown away. So why don't you, before we get into some of the stuff you're doing specifically at SES Research, tell us a little bit about the molecule. Pretend you're talking to people who don't know anything about fullerenes. Tell us why fullerenes are so incredible in terms of their antioxidant properties, their healing properties, their drug delivery properties, vis-a-vis their really fascinating chemical structure.
Yeah, so it's an absolutely amazing molecule. It was discovered in 1985 here in Houston, Texas, at Rice University. And the three scientists who discovered it actually went on to win the Nobel Prize for that discovery. And they won the Nobel Prize because the molecule is amazing. And just to briefly talk about that molecule, it's 60 carbon atoms really in the shape of a soccer ball. If you imagine a soccer ball where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms, you have a spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. And it's an amazing molecule. Its structure makes it, not only is it just unique from a chemical structure perspective, but that chemical structure gives it amazing properties. I like to say that it performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. So it makes better inks, it makes better tires, better batteries, better photocells.
Wow.
And this is sometimes where people start getting nervous, because we are talking about a product that ultimately is in a supplement, ultimately is in skincare products, and here, tires, batteries, photocells, when you're talking about those things.
How does it have its enhancing effects? What does it do to enhance all these things?
So it was, again, discovered in 85, Nobel Prize in 96. Early on in the 90s, and I actually started a company manufacturing that molecule in 1991, early on, we knew, a bunch of stuff. A lot of research, and people ask, like, what is it useful for? We used to joke back then, it was very useful for funding, because if you were writing a proposal related to fullerenes, then you were probably going to get funded. But we knew one of the things that came out is we knew that it had the ability to fold up to 6 electrons. So that's 6 negatively charged particles. And when you start getting into kind of biology and health, we're all familiar with antioxidants. Well, really what antioxidants are dealing with is negatively charged particles, those reactive oxygen species that, you know, are either produced by kind of external forces or something as important as our mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of every cell, will spit off reactive oxygen species. So that's probably one of the key things from the very early days that we understood that this was going to have benefits biologically.
So let me understand that real quickly. So it has a mopping up effect on sparks, basically, on electrical spark, free radical sparks. Is that correct?
I've never heard it put that way. I've got another example for you, but that's a great, the answer is yes. We call this molecule, and this is a really new theory. I don't even know if I shared this with you on the last time we got together. We call it the BOSS theory, buffering oxidative stress system. So there's peer-reviewed published research that shows this soccer ball-shaped molecule is in the mitochondria.
Hang on. There's biological C60 naturally?
No, that when you consume it.
Oh, when you consume it. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. That almost blew me away right there. So you consume it, it goes right into the mitochondria upon consumption. It goes into the mitochondria.
Yeah.
Ah, because there's a lot of electronic activity there.
Yes. And in fact, you know, mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell. Every cell in our body has between 50 and 5,000 of these mitochondria. And like most energy sources, there are some negative byproducts. You know, your car going down the road has the exhaust, right? Your power plant has the smokestack that's generating things that you don't want. And inherent in the mitochondria are two key antioxidants, glutathione and melatonin. But we know, like, we just understand how the system works. I mean, we have a long way to go, but we know that different parts of our bodies can get depleted of different components at different times. And if a particular mitochondria is depleted of glutathione or melatonin, then you look back and you look back and at that point is when reactive oxygen species are being released from that mitochondria and able to go around the body and do damage. So the Boss theory says we know this, and we call it, if you're consuming it, we call it ESS60. We know this ESS60 molecule is in the mitochondria.
Is your brand name? Is that your brand name, ESS60? Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, there's a number of reasons that we did that. Ultimately, the intent was to keep consumers safe. So I like to describe this Boss theory as, like, imagine you're on Bourbon Street, and it's the end of the night, and this, you know, wrecking ball crew of people who have had too much to drink, those are your reactive oxygen species. They're running around, you know, and smashing up cars and windows. And the police, the glutathione and the melatonin, are handcuffing themselves to these reactive oxygen species and getting them out of, you know, keeping them out of harm's way. If the glutathione and melatonin is depleted, now you have this ESS60 molecule step in as a paddy wagon.
It has a predilection for the mitochondria. It specifically goes into the mitochondria upon ingestion.
Yes.
That's awesome. Did you make up BOSS, or is that I never heard that term, the buffering oxidative stress system.
We that's something that we've made up internally on its antioxidant capability and ability to be in the mitochondria.
Hang on to that thought. I've got to take a commercial break. Chris Burris is with us talking fullerenes. We'll be back right after this.
We've learned anything from recent news. It's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Chris Burris of SES. Chris, is that you?
That is me. I'm here.
Sound like you're on the highway there. All right, Chris. So before you get into some of your products, very interesting products, by the way, at sesres.com, sesres.com. What do you know about fullerenes inducing oxidative stress? Have you heard anything about that?
So I've had debates with my director of research. He's actually a former practicing gynecologist, so I lean on him heavily when it starts getting into kind of biological, the nuances of biology, certainly in humans. And one of the things that he says is that he believes there's two roles that it plays, and one of them is as this antioxidant, and then the other one is like you're suggesting, as something that's inducing stress. And we kind of have this understanding that if you're inducing stress, your body's reactions tend to be positive, right? If you want to build muscle, you got to break muscle down.
That's right.
Right? So it's an interesting, that's a theory I haven't read. I'm sure he's read one paper. He didn't send it my direction, but I haven't read much that kind of really suggests that something that's a thought process that's happening with a lot of people.
So it's an adaptogenic stress response. It actually induces stress for adaptogenic reasons. Is that right?
Yeah.
That the idea?
So imagine if you've got this boss theory, which is already like just groundbreaking, right? It's actually operating as an oxidative stress system inside of the mitochondria. That's new. That's novel. That can explain all the positive testimonials that we get, all the benefits that happen when you put it on skin. But if you also add to it that it has this ability to be the right kind of stressor, the kind of stressor that, let's say, may cause apoptosis, may actually get rid of senescent cells. Now you've just got a two-pronged attack to what a lot of people are saying is what's really causing longevity.
Like, stress is not necessarily a bad thing. It's chronic stress or stress that's out of balance or stress that does not trigger a healing response or a beneficial or adaptogenic response is a problem. That makes sense. All right, so you got some really interesting products at sesres.com, sesres.com. What do you think people should start off with if they want to start on a fullerene program? What do you recommend?
Yeah, so we always recommend, we've got our molecule ESS60 in olive oil, C60, but we've trademarked ESS60. In olive oil, we also have it in avocado oil and also in MCT oil. We always recommend people start with olive oil, and that's for two reasons. The first is we are a science-based organization, and and all of the research that shows positive results are with this molecule ESS60 and olive oil. Next, also, the other reason is because it has the highest concentration. So there's about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter of this molecule in olive oil, about 0.6 in avocado oil, and then about 0.3 in MCT oil. I can share, like, my daily routine is, you're familiar with Bulletproof Coffee, right? Like, a famous kind of
Dave Asprey.
Your coffee.
Yeah.
Dave Asprey. I actually went to the Biohacking Conference about a month ago.
Oh, nice.
Just a phenomenal event.
Where was it?
It was in Orlando.
Oh, gosh. I wish I would have known. All right, that's cool.
It's a pretty amazing event. The booths are amazing. The speakers are amazing. We'll have a booth at the next event.
When is the next one? Is it always in Orlando?
It's actually in Dallas, and okay. I think the date's defined, but I haven't signed up for it yet. But we will definitely have a booth there. So I do kind of a Bulletproof Coffee thing in the morning. Bulletproof Coffee is really ghee, purified butter, regular, good quality coffee. Purified butter, and then MCT oil. Instead of using his MCT oil, he calls it brain octane, I use our MCT oil with the ESS60 molecule in it. While that's blending, right, because that's an oil and water, you got to blend it. It doesn't mix together very well. I'll take a teaspoon and a half of our olive oil product, and then I'll actually, for lunch, I typically have a salad. I'll put our avocado product on our salad. So that's kind of my typical routine.
Is it tasty? It tastes the same as regular oil? Does the full arena do anything to the taste?
It does not do anything to the taste. So it just tastes good, which is good and bad, because there are people who actually don't like olive oil. And that's, again, the recommended product. It really, if you just take a sip of water, the flavor goes away. You can eat it with bread, like that they'll do at an Italian restaurant. They'll serve the olive oil with bread. You can do it that way. But I actually enjoy it, and a lot of people enjoy it. Americans are not that used to consuming olive oil. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever touched on any one of your broadcasts on how good olive oil is for you. Like, it's an amazing
oleopurine.
Oil.
Yeah, oleopurine and polyphenols.
Yeah,
and, yeah, it's good stuff. Does the fullerene give it any stability, give the oil any stability from rancidity, right?
So there is a theory that it does. So typical olive oil has about a 3-year lifespan. And in the original study, this is super anecdotal. In the original study where the test subjects, in this case it was Wistar rats, lived 90% longer than the control group. So they were given our olive oil, our ESS60. They had product on the shelf after this 5-year study, and the olive oil was still good.
Oh, interesting. What exactly is C70? I mean, obviously it's 70 carbons, but how does it differ from C60, and why would somebody want to use C70 versus C60?
Yeah, when you're talking about fullerenes, you're really talking about a whole gamut of molecules, the most abundant, and by far, it's not like it's slightly more abundant, it's significantly more abundant, is the C60. Again, if you're going to consume it, we call it ESS60. The next most abundant is C70, and basically, yeah, it's got 10 more carbon atoms in it, and it's actually a little kind of a rugby shape, right? So you've got the soccer ball shape, C60, you got a little bit rugby shape. So those molecules are a little bit stressed, right, because it's got that elongated shape. But there is not much research. People ask us regularly, hey, should I consume C70? Is that something I should have? And the answer is there's just no data. I would not consume C70 at this point. I don't have any reason to believe that it would be harmful. But there's just fundamental studies that should be done before you say, hey, this is something I'm going to try consuming, even if you're a biohacker. Because, I can say this affectionately now because I am a biohacker. We're kind of crazy. Like, we'll take a lot of stuff.
All right. I got this. So fullerenes are, they're not only, you synthesize them, but they're not only synthesized. They're found in nature, right?
Yeah. So if you collect the soot from a candle, right, and you typically do that by holding a cold steel plate over a candle flame, and you'll get that black soot on that steel plate. That black soot has parts per billion of fullerenes, really of carbon-60 in it. And so it's a naturally occurring molecule. And then you think about, synthetic hormones versus natural hormones, and there are subtle differences in those. There is no difference between a carbon-60 molecule produced in a reactor or a carbon-60 molecule collected from the soot of a candle. It's so simple. carbon atoms. There really is no other configuration.
The molecule is the molecule is the molecule, basically.
Exactly.
No isotopes or anything like that. So how do you make it exactly?
Man, it's a tough process to make. So the best way to make it, you can actually do it with flame synthesis. You can do it with a plasma. That we typically use what's called the arc process, is where you take two graphite rods and you vaporize those graphite rods in a chamber. That chamber has to be inert, so devoid of oxygen, and also has to be, for best production, has to be at a slight vacuum. So it's a vacuum vessel. It turns out that graphite is one of the hardest materials on the planet to vaporize. So you actually need local temperatures of the sun. So we've got a sight glass to look at the reaction as it's going on. If we don't have welder's goggles there, you'll burn out your retina. In fact, if that light shines on your skin, you'll get a sunburn. It's local temperatures of the sun.
As pure carbon that you're vaporizing, correct?
And that's it's pure carbon that you're vaporizing. Yeah, we use basically a medical grade carbon graphite rod and vaporize that in our reactor.
And does it spontaneously form the molecule?
Well, effectively, yeah. So there's nothing further than those conditions, which is no oxygen present that will ruin your fullerene production, and also at a slight vacuum that'll increase the quantity of your production. But get this, like, even though those are the ideal conditions, and believe me, we've been testing for like the last 31 years, those are the ideal conditions, you still only make about 10% fullerene of the soot that comes from those vaporized graphite rods. So 90% of what you make is garbage that you have to get out of the way.
Wow, so that's an expensive process. We're out of time, Chris. Chris, we're just out of time, buddy. But you got to come back on again real soon. Why don't you hang on? Absolutely. Can you hang on the line? Hang on the line. All right, Chris Burris, SESRES.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am PharmaSpen. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to y'all next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.